Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life. It means forever, and that's my long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. Podcasting. Whatever. Welcome to another episode of Under the Training Book, the podcast where a hillbilly rants as part of his speech therapy. But that's physical too. I mean, you gotta be able to talk.
How many times can you record one episode and keep fucking it up?
I don't know. I want to start this off though, besides ripping off some Prince lyrics, but I was listening to Maureen Johnson, the very good YA author. She has a podcast. It's a political podcast called Says Who. One of the few political podcasts I listen to. But I was dying laughing just as I was leaving work today with her getting off on a rant about Trump and other stuff, which ended with her saying Ivanka Trump can eat her ass. I just want that on a shirt. Maureen Johnson says Ivanka Trump can eat my ass. That would just, you know, give me that internet, give me that. So let's go over some news, headlines from BBC News' website. And I'll read these and then maybe talk about them. The first one is a headline, Trump Administration Widens Net for Immigrant Deportation. The Trump administration has issued tough guidelines to widen the net for deporting illegal immigrants from the U.S. and speed up their removal. Undocumented immigrants arrested for traffic violations or shoplifting will be targeted along with those convicted of more serious crimes. The memos do not alter U.S. immigration laws but take a much tougher approach towards enforcing existing measures. There are estimated 11 million illegal immigrants in the U.S. Let me pause for a second there. An estimated 11 million, and you're going to start rounding them up? That wouldn't cause a civil war? Yeah, that would fucking cause a civil war. 11 million. Okay. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, or Spinkter as I like to call him, said on Tuesday the new guidelines will not usher in mass deportations, but they were designed to empower agents to enforce laws already on the books. The president wanted to take the shackles off individuals in these agencies, Mr. Spicer said. The message from the White House and the Department of Homeland Security is that those people who are in this country who pose a threat to our safety or who have committed a crime will be the first to go. Yeah, those traffic violators. Yeah, they gotta get rid of them. Department of Homeland Security. This new blueprint leaves in place Obama-era protections for immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally as children. Though, there has been some documented who the parents entered illegally, the children were born here, or came over with parents illegally, who were supposed to be protected, and they've been rounded up too in like places like California. The Homeland Security Department's list of privatized removal aliens is so broad as to include just about every class of undocumented immigrant, with only a carve-out for individuals who entered the U.S. as children, as we talked about above. All this will require more money and manpower, and the Trump administration is going to ask Congress for the former and go on a hiring spree to address the latter. Local and state law enforcement officials will be allowed to arrest unauthorized immigrants. How will you know if somebody's unauthorized? You have to ask them for their papers. Ask people from World War II how it feels to be asked for your papers. While Mr. Obama aggressively enforced immigration law and ramped up deportations in some areas and at some times, there were notable instances where he It emphasized action. In the Trump era, immigration authorities are now being given the power to make a sea-to-sea, border-to-border push. What's in these new orders? The two memos released on Tuesday by the agency also allow Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement to deport people immediately. During Mr. Obama's presidency, expedited removals were applied to people who had been in the country for no more than 14 days and were within 100 miles of the border. Under the new guidelines, agents can expedite deportations for undocumented immigrants who are unable to prove they've been in the country for more than 2 years, located anywhere in the U.S. By the way, if you stop me at the fucking Walmart and ask me to prove I've been in this country for more than 2 years, I probably ain't gonna have fucking anything on me to do that. But nobody's gonna do it because I'm a fucking white male. Anyways, some of the new priorities include expanding deportations to undocumented immigrants who have been charged with a crime, misrepresented themselves, pose a risk to public safety, or have abused any program related to recipient of public benefits, effectively allowing agents to arrest any illegal immigrant they encounter. Ending the U.S. policy to release those caught on the border and instead placing them into detention centers until the case is removed. These detention centers, by the way, are concentration camps, like prisons. Like, you got men, women, and children in these things, and they can be on them for a long stint of time. And these are cash cows run by private companies who push these fucking laws to get made anyways. Like, private prison industry who pushes laws to be so severe that almost everybody's being convicted. Like, the marijuana laws, automatic sentencing, three strikes and stuff like that. These are things that these companies push to politicians to make these laws so they can get more profit from having more people in prisons. Yeah, that's all I'm going to read on this because my face is already red from like talking about this, so I'm not really pissy. These immigration things, like the executive order to stop people at airports, they were immediately abused. And that's the problem with this shit. Like, you can't say, like, I'm going to stop illegals from coming into this country. You weren't stopping illegals with those orders. These things aren't going after illegals. They're going after certain people. Again, you can only know somebody's illegal by having full documentation. Things are allowing law enforcement officers to basically look at people and say, that person looks like an illegal. That person looks like an illegal. We're going to ask them for papers. If they don't have them, hell, I fucking forgot my wallet before. I'm not going to go to jail over it. Even though there's actually a law in Florida where I live that says you're supposed to have an ID with you. But I'm not going to go to jail if I don't have an ID with me or something like that. These laws basically allow certain people to be picked out of crowds, pulled, asked for papers. If you don't have them, they can lock your ass up. There's no, like, recourse for it. Another thing is, with the memo that just went out not too long ago, like I think it was last Tuesday, that the Trump administration was thinking about using the National Guard. National Guard is military. About using the National Guard to round up illegal aliens. You just sit on that and think about it. You don't think the people who are behind Trump, the people who want chaos, who want a civil war, this is them pushing towards it. And the administration wants to say, oh, there was no plan for this to happen. This was something discussed. They even had to admit that this was something that was discussed. To fucking discuss this as a part of government is fucking disgusting is what it is. And then, as Eminem would say, obscene. So let me just say this slowly in case people can't hear me very well right now. Because I know I don't talk that well right now. With these teeth in. Donald Trump can fuck off. Don't like the guy. Don't like him. He's not my president. I didn't vote for him. He's a piece of shit. I'd rather have Lex Luthor as my president. So fuck off, Donald Trump. Everybody's gonna keep fighting you. There's not gonna be a day we're not gonna keep fighting you. So let's move on from that to something else. And not the after world. Though it's great that Prince's music is now available on Pandora because I'm like listening to it all the time, even though I got CDs. Like crazy. How about a poem? This is from God's List in a Trash Collection I did a few years ago. The poem is called Drifted. Left standing, I stand drifting within the lighted shadows from my window that's in the bedroom. Eyes closed remind me of the first time I saw you lying with my dreams. Fire the inspiration that moves the sky. Detonate your tears and kiss my lips goodbye. Trigger where no one within these walls can hear. You have left me behind with just a sip of your life. You are with God, and my loneliness is now the only thing that touches this knife. Goodbye. So, I'm going to make this a short one. Today wasn't that great of a day at work, and I've already ran it a little bit here. So, I hope everybody else is having a good time. I want to do a quick shout out to Stacy from Stacy Pop Culture Parlor, who just had an anniversary birthday of her podcast. Go check that out, Stacy's Pop Culture Parlor. It's one of the best podcasts out there, and I fully think you should check it out. Maybe I'll to make this a little bit better and worth it for people to listen to. Give some more podcast recommendations. Let me pull it up on my phone here real quick. My Podbean app, which is where I listen to most of my stuff too. Just grabbing like the first 10 things on here. I got Harmontown, Dan Harmon's podcast, one of the best, one of my favorites, top 5. But this is randomly from my like 40 podcasts I listen to. Welcome to Night Vale, also one of my favorites, my favorite fiction podcast I listen to. Wiki Shuffle is like top 5 to do. It's like fucking funny as shit. You gotta listen to it. Fully Posable. It's a podcast about wrestling figures and collecting wrestling figures. Action Figures. Check it out. It's a really good podcast. It's by these two brothers who grew up collecting collecting action figures. And it's really enjoyable. Another podcast I just started listening to recently is Black Girl Nerds. A friend of mine pointed me out to this podcast, and it's really good, and they have an offshoot podcast called Misty Nights Uninformed Afro, which is really good. Right now, the episode, they're discussing Storm from the X-Men, so I'd recommend checking those out. Another great podcast I listen to a lot is Good Night Sweetheart. It's a podcast from they podcast and talk about each episode of the TV show Good Night Sweetheart. It's done by the same people that does Wiki Shuffle. Was that 10? The other great podcast, I'll just ramble off a bunch of them that I like a lot. The Guilty Feminist is a great podcast. Global Pillage. I mentioned Marine Johnson Says Who, which is I talked about earlier. Doctor Who Variety. Sorry, I can't say it very well. Look it up. VERITY! Exclamation point. It's really good. It's my favorite Doctor Who podcast right now. The Fantastic Cast. Issue by issue. Story by story of the Fantastic Four from the beginning. It's a really great podcast. And probably the last one I'll mention really quick is Geek Syndicate, which has been around for a while. It's a really good, fun podcast network. You should check those out. So this is only going to be about 14 minutes, and I'll probably not edit it hardly any because I don't really feel like it. So I'll talk to y'all later. Bye. Keep fighting the asshole that you drop.
I want a renaissance to shine a light, be the change we want, set things right. We've been waiting in the dark for so long. I want awakening in my heart, hear the angels sing and shine a spark. We've been sleeping in the dark for so long, but I believe in truth. Yes, I'm not so unlike you, 'cause there's a sun. Yeah. I wanna